Okay, I'll basically say this week we're going to focus on Hallel. There are really two different points in this Mishnah and Sugya. One is the Inyan of Shir ala Karban and Klei Shir, and the other one is the Inyan from Hallel. So we're going to go through the Sugya quickly. Next week we're going to put the focus more on Yud Aleph, which goes into the Inyan of Shir b'Kli. So the Mishnah says, Ein Pruchsin Me'esrim v'achas tekiyos b'migdash. You don't have less than 21 tekiyos in the base of Migdash. This is, when we say tekiyos, according to this Mishnah, we're counting each sound separately. So each set is three sounds. So basically there are at least seven sets of tekiyos every day. So that's 21 kolos. Tekiyah true tekiyah. Seven sets of three, v'loy meisifin al abor mushmoina. And there's never more than 48. The sugya and sukkah go through the cheshbon exactly how we come to this number. You don't have less, ein perchsin mishtei nevolim. You don't have less than two nevolim, which we'll see is a machlekes rishonim, what type of kli it is, if it's a harp-like kli, or it's more of a kli that forces air out of it. And it's we'll go into this in the sugya. V'loy meisifin al shisha. You don't have more than six of these kelim. Ein pechsin mishnei chalilim. You don't have less than two flutes. V'lo meisifin al shnei mosa. Not more than 12. And again, some of these shiurim Rashi says is unclear where they came from. B'shnei mosa yomim b'shona. Hacholil makel lefnei ha-mizbeach. There are 12 days of the year that the cholil is played by the mizbeach. B'shchitas pesach. In the Shechita of the Korban Pesach Rishon, u'b'Shechitas Pesach Sheni, both by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, u'b'Shmoynes Yemei Achag. This is all for Hallel purposes. In other words, the extra instrument here was being played for as a Hallel. We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, they would use this ovov of nechoshes on occasion, but over here they wouldn't use it because it wasn't the koil wasn't orev. They would use rather a wood one. And they would end the sound with a singular ovov mimneishu machlek yofer, because it ends nicely. So the Mishnah says the people that played the instruments were Avdei Kohanim, the Rabbi Meir. Obviously, this is going to present a problem if you hold this as Sheiros, if you hold that the music instrument is part of the Avodah, so Avdei Kohanim are obviously possible to do that. Rashi seems to work out this issue by saying Avdei Kohanim Hoyu. If you look at Rashi, he says, Oysom Hamakim Becholil. So Rashi seems to learn the other instruments were played by Levim. Only this cholil that they played for halal purposes, that was Avdei Kohanim. But yet when we go into the Gemara, we're going to see the Gemara introduces the whole machlokes of Shir b'Kli, Iker Shir b'Kli or not, in this issue of the Mishnah. And l'chor, according to Rashi, it's really a separate thing. It was only this separate instrument that wasn't being played as part of the regular avodah that they used Avdei Kohanim. And Rav Chanina ben Antigna says, three Rav Machloikas. Rav Yossi says it was Mishpachas based Pegorim, U based Sifra. Me Amum Hoya, they were from Amum and they were Masim Lakuhana. So he holds they didn't use Avdei Kohanim, but they used kosher Jews, but not Levim. So obviously, simply reading the Mishnah seems to be saying that according to the first two opinions, the kli is not a part of the avodah. That's why you don't require a kohen or a levi. Anybody can do it. The only machlokes is whether we use somebody who's miyuchas or non-miyuchas. And according to the last shita, that you needed to use a levi, he obviously holds that it is a sheiros. And therefore, this is the job of a levi. The only thing I said, Rashi seems to pull us in a different direction by saying, we're not talking about all the instruments in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we find in the Braisa a different number. Mastitan the loik Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Apochos Leifchos Misheva, Vala Yosef Al Sheshesre. He came out with a whole different number. He holds there's either 7 tekiyas or 16 tekiyas. Obviously, he's not arguing with the structure of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's he arguing? He's arguing whether we view tekiya, true tekiya, as multiple sounds, or is it really one mitzvah, tekiya, true tekiya? So obviously, if you count it as one, so then you don't have your 21. You have 7. Because you have 7 sets of 3. The Mishnah was counting each sound as another tekiya. Says, B'maiko miflagi, Rabbi Yehuda sova tekiya, true tekiya, chodahi, Rabbanan tzavri, tekiya l'chod, true l'chod, utekiya l'chod. My time with Rav Yehuda. Where do Rav Yehuda get that it's one mitzvah? Because it says uskatim trua. First it calls it a tkiya. And then it says uksiv trua yisku. It calls it trua tkiya. So it calls it tkiya true and it calls it trua tkiya. If I said the same thing twice. But anyway, so you see from here, tkiya trua tkiya chodei. One mitzvah, one thing. Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, no, that's just coming to teach you that every trua always is accompanied by a tekiya lefoneh and tekiya acharel. Ziv Rabbanan, my time. Ha'ulu pshuta lefoneh, pshuta acharel dosa. I, Rabbanan, my time, idichsiv, b'hakal sakol, tiskuv lo itariyu. V'isal kadaitach, tekiya, trua, tekiya, chodi, if it's one mitzvah, om rachmona ovid palga the mitzvah. How could you do part of a mitzvah? Rav Yehuda says, Simona Baalmu, it's just a simon. Okay. So this Shakla V'Tarya de Gemara is a little bit unclear because we find throughout the Torah, you can find a mitzvah which sometimes has various components. Sometimes there's only one. L'moshel, you have a Shana Rabba. There's a mitzvah just to take an Arova. Even though the rest of Sukkot, the 4 minim are one mitzvah. Every day of Sukkot, if you take a Gimel Minim, you're not Yoytze the Mitzvah, it's one Mitzvah. Right? But the Shana Rabbah, you take just the Arova on its own. And that's also a Mitzvah. So the whole shock of attire of the Gemara, the Gemara is trying to prove that Rav Yehuda is wrong from the fact that we find the concept of Tisku V'loy Togil, is that it can't be one Mitzvah, is difficult. And this kasha is asked by many of the Achronim. Rav Yashav also brings it in his Shiurim, but I've seen it in before Rav Yashav and Kadmoinim that asked this question. The whole signum of the Gemara seems to be that the Gemara is—it's impossible to accept that Tkiya Tru Tkiya is one mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash, and that there would be a concept of blowing a Tkiya without a Tru Tkiya. Why is that? Why should that? Why should the? And this is a Dover Rogel. You have a Dover Rogel where you could find, sometimes you have a Kriya which requires 21 Pesukim, and it's one mitzvah, and if you do less than 21 Pesukim, you're not Yotze Kriya Seter. It's like you did nothing. And sometimes there's a mitzvah to read 10 Pesukim. Nobody would say, well, since we find that at times anything less than 21 Pesukim is not called a mitzvah, so now 10 Pesukim is not, no, it's a separate requirement. Sometimes the requirement is 10 Pesukim. And then that becomes the mitzvah. So the whole, and it seems Rav Yehuda agrees with the Chacham. Because what he basically is saying is, Rav Yehuda Simona Baalma, it's not really a mitzvah tekiya at all. That's really what, really Rav Yehuda's response to the Chachamim is, you got me. You have proof that it's taka, separate mitzvahs. But, over there it's not a mitzvah at all. If there would taka be a mitzvah of tekiya there, then according to me it would have to be tekiya through tekiya. There would be no choice. So I always felt that the simple reading of our Gemara is a raya to the Rishonim. There's a big machlokes Rishonim in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Whether you need neshima achas or shtei neshimas when you have a tkiya and you have a shvorm trua and you have a tkiya. First of all, do you make the shvorm trua in one neshima? Secondly, do you make the tkiya, shvorim, and tkiya in one neshima? According to Rav Yehuda. There's a view that holds it's one mitzvah, so there's no hefsek at all, technically no hefsek at all between the tkiya and the true and the tkiya. Does it actually have to be done in one neshima? You have to do it in one blowing. So So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you would breathe in between the tkiyah and the truah, maybe that would represent the problem. The shaila and the rishonim, if that's the case. Now Rashi, interestingly, Rashi says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're supposed to stop a mashu between the tkiyah and the truah. You're not supposed to just, he says, a mafsik kedei neshima between the tkiyah and the truah and the tkiyah. He says that clearly, Rashi. The assumption is made that Rashi argues with, let's say, with the Ramban and the Rashba, who learned according to Rav Yehuda, you don't make any hefsik at all. Some want to say that Rashi doesn't mean you have to make a hefsik, but Rashi means that you can make a hefsik up to a kedei neshima, according to Rav Yehuda. Doesn't mean that you must make a hefsik. But either way, Rashi seems to say you can make a hefsik between the sounds, according to Rav Yehuda. And the other Rishonim say, according to Rav Yehuda, it's really supposed to be in one sound, in one neshima. So the simple mahalach of asugi, I think, is a shtikul araya to the Ramban and the Rashba. I mean, that's why I learned Rashi differently there. I think that there's a big difference between Dalad Minim on Sukkos and a Kriyas Atur of 21 Psukim and what Rav Yehuda and the Chacham are arguing over here. Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, I believe, both agree that it's one mitzvah. They're not arguing. They both agree that if you did a tkiyah without doing a true tkiyah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. They're not saying it's not one mitzvah. It is one mitzvah. The machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is not as far as being yotzei yechiyev. They're having a machlokes, what is the nature of this sound? What is it? According to Rav Yehuda, tkiyah, true tkiyah is one sound. In essence, it's one sound. There isn't a halachic sound that's called a true. Halachically, that doesn't have, that's not a koil shofar. The koil shofar that we talk about, the sound, is a tkiyah, true tkiyah. That is the sound. So just like Lamashal, if somebody would blow into a bor of a dus, like the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, right? So you blow into a pit. The people outside the pit are not yotzei because they're actually hearing the echo of the shofar. So what they're hearing is they're not hearing a kol shofar. They're hearing a sound which isn't the halachic kol shofar. They're hearing an echo. They're not yotzei. So Rav Yehuda, I believe, holds that a tkiyah and a true and a tkiyah is the sound of a shofar. And anything less than that is not a kol shofar that the Torah recognizes as a kol shofar. Just like a koil that would have less than the shear, right? You'd make a blip out of a shofar. That wouldn't be a halachically recognized koil. We don't hear it. Halachically, would be a koil shofar. So Rav Yehuda holds that the definition of tkiyah, true tkiyah, is one sound. That is the sound. So it's not that you had a tkiyah is one sound and a true is another sound. And what I'm telling you is that it has to be that way because they both agree that it's one mitzvah. There is no machlokes whether it's one mitzvah or several mitzvahs. Avada tkiyah true tkiyah is one mitzvah. Not makayim three separate mitzvahs. And avada, if you're missing one of those sounds, the chachamim agree you're not yotzei at all. It's not, oh, I had a mitzvah tkiyah without a mitzvah true. I wasn't yotzei. So they're not arguing about whether it's one mitzvah. It is one mitzvah. It's like dalad minim. It is like dalad minim. But Rav Yehuda now is coming and saying another level. He's saying not only is it like dalad minim, but it's actually different. Dalad minim is dalad minim. Here it's one min. Here it's like you have a hodas that's less than three tvachim. It's not a hodas. Not recognized. See, he holds that the shear of the sound according to the Torah, the sound itself is a tkiyah true tkiyah. So just like if you had a tkiyah that was less than the shear, you wouldn't be yaitza with such a tkiyah because it's not the proper sound. So tkiyah, that's the only thing that Rav Yehuda is saying. Now that Rav Yehuda is saying that, so we understand what the Chacham are presenting to Rav Yehuda. We're proving to you that the Halacha does recognize that a tkiyah is a sound on its own. Because otherwise, how could there be a mitzvah of tisku v'loy togiyu? The fact that there's a mitzvah of tisku v'loy togiyu shows that the Torah does recognize a tkiyah as a tkiyah. It's true, you're not yotze with it. You need a true tkiyah. And really what the Chacham are saying is, it's like a Shana Rabbah. Tkiyah is recognized, true is recognized separately. on a regular day, you have to have both sounds. And on a tiskul v'akolos ha'ed, a tiskul v'leitariyu, it's like a shana rabba. You have just the arava. That's good what the chachamim say. But they're telling him, you, Rabbi Yehuda, who don't recognize this anything, you hold halachically, it's not considered in the Torah as a sound on its own. It's like less than a shear of a sound. So it should be nothing. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right. There is no such a sound, halachic sound, as a tkiya on its own that's recognized. But it's a simen ba'alma over there. You're not being yoytze mitzvah tkiya. It's takanat. So this would really, I think, this would be a riot to the Ramban. The Ramban in his drashas in Rosh Hashanah, he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tkiya, trua, tkiya, choda, tkiya, sahi. The Ramban says it's one sound, not it's one mitzvah. It's one sound. And that's how the Rashba learns. I believe that Rashi has to agree with this, because otherwise our Gemara doesn't flow. Rashi says, Neshima. I think that Rashi is that this one sound needs a hefsek. That's the nature of the sound. Just like the shvorim needs a break, right? So otherwise it's not a shever. Everybody would agree that two shvorim is not shvorim, right? It's not. Would anybody say, well, if you did two, that you had two of the three shvarim? No, I didn't have shvarim. Shvarim is three separate sounds. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, he agrees, tkiya and trua and tkiya is one halachic sound. Without one, you don't have the other, but it's still supposed to sound separate. It's supposed to sound like separate sounds, sounding separate sounds. And that's halachically makes up this one tkiya that you have that the Torah considers a tkiya. So I don't think that Rashi is a steer with the Ramban. If Rashi was not like the Ramban, I don't understand how our sugya flows with Rashi sheet. Because then Rav Yehuda has no question, the Chacham have no question on Rav Yehuda. What's their question on Rav Yehuda? Just like they're answering themselves. How are you yaitz taka tkiya without a trua? Because the Torah allows it. Normally you're not yaitz tkiya without a trua. Says the Gemara, you're not mafsik at all. And again, according to Rashi, this means not more than a kedei neshima. Keman ka Rabbi Yehuda. Pshita ma'o detem afilu ka Rabbonon asya. Maybe it's going even like the Rabbonon. And it's coming to say, la'afukim Rabbi Yechanan, that you can't make a big hefsek. To omar shoma teisha tkiyos. Peteisha shoyos b'yayim yotza. Kamash malon. That no, this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'im ha'chanami, im kei ma'i v'loi klum. Why does it say not at all? Sounds like you can't have a hefsek at all between the sounds, or more than kedei neshim, according to Rashi. Okay, getting to halal. Shnei moser yayim b'shana, make b'cholil. So we play with this flute. These are days that you say halal. Maishno hani, says the Gemara, why do these days have the cholil? Hoyil v'yochid goymer b'enes ha'halal. Because these are the days that a yochid says the complete halal. Anything less than the complete halal is not really a din halal, which we'll get to what it is. But it's not called, it's not the regular din of halal. It's like a different kind of halal. D'om Rav Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok. Shmoino oso yoim, there are 18 days. Sha yochid goymer b'enes ha'halal. Only 12 of them have a connection to the korbanos because the days of Chanukah don't connect to korbanos. There are no korbanos that are specifically designated for Chanukah. Shmoinas yimei achag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Shmoinas yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. V'yom tevrishin shel Pesach, v'yom tevrishin shel Atzeres. First day of Pesach, and the yom tev of Shavuos. Rishin is taken out because of Begoyle. In the Golos, where they have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, so you add three to that, because each Yom Tov has a Yom Tov Sheni. So it's Esrim Ve'echot, because you have Tishri Yimei Achag, again you have Shmoni Yimei Chanuk, you have Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Pesach, and you have Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeres. So you have actually another three, and that's the so again, so this din of Cholil is connecting to Hallel, not connecting necessarily to the carbon. We'll see, is there a link between the two? Does it have anything to do with the karma, the cholol? Or is it totally connected to halal? So far the Gemara seems to be saying that the cholol is there because of halal. Sounds like it's not there because of the korban is there because of the halal. Okay? Which would clearly explain to us why Rashi would, let's say, tell us that you don't need a kohen or a levi for that. Because that's halal connected. It's not connected to the korban. See, the more we link the shir, the halal, the instrument to the korban, the more svara there is to say you need a levi. Because then it's part of the shiras. It's part of the avoida. The more we link the instrument or the halal to the yoim, right, the less it makes sense to require a levi. Because then it has nothing to do with, technically, with avoida samigdash. It has to do with the day. We're celebrating the day. And Lagabi celebrating the day, a kohen, levi, and Yisrael are all the same. There's no chiluk in the celebration of the day. Which leads us, before we go on, to the Rashi. There were two Rashis I wanted to focus on. One was over here, where Rashi in the Mishnah says that Shchit is Pesach. So they had this this instrument. So he says that they went ahead and they used to play with these, they used to say it during the halal. Who said halal? So he says, Rashi says over here, show you koirin as a halal. They would read the halal. Bish'a shchitas ha-pesach. During the time of the shchitas ha-pesach. So who read the halal then? We know the Mishnah in Pesachim brings down the reading of the halal, and they would read it again. Karu, v'shilshu, they would read it sometimes three times, up to three times. Who read the halal? So we brought down, there's actually a contradiction in Rashi, whether these were Levim, Or these were the people themselves, the people that brought the Korban Pesach, said halal. So, if you look in Nun Dalet in Sukkah, it's brought down here, Masha Pirish HaKuntra Shahakat Koyres HaHalal. So Tosfos says, Loi Hoya HaKat Koyre, Elo HaLevim Koyre. The Jews didn't say the halal, the Yisraelim. Rather, the Levim said the halal. Says clearly that the Levim were the ones that said it, not the Yisraelim. And Rashi says clearly that it was the Yisraelim. You look at the next page, so we have Rashi over there where Rashi says the whole kat clear is a halal. Each kat would read the halal. There's a very balabatish teretz to this question. They want to say that the Levim in each kat, Rashi doesn't mean the kat. He means the Levim within that kat read the halal. The reason why it's balabatish is it's not meduyik in Rashi at all. But really, more than that, diyik doesn't bother me as much as svorah. The svorah doesn't really make sense. Because the reason to say that it was the Levim is to disassociate the Baalim, saying it's not the Baal's mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah that associates with the Yoim and with the fact that you happen to be Yoitzi, your mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but it connects to the Avoida. If it connects to the Avoida, then it should be whichever Levim are on call then to do the Sheiros of that week, they're the ones that should be doing it. It's illogical to say the Levim of that kat, that's nishtahin and nishtah, tansing ba beida chasnas. Because you're associating it to the oisei Pesach, and on the other hand, you're throwing it back at the Levim. So that's illogical. That would be like saying, who shechs the Korban Pesach? The kohanim of each kat. Which isn't the case. The kohanim, there was a way, the way they broke up the avoid amongst the kohanim with the mishmoras and everything else. And that's one department, the one who's doing avoid and based on English, and the kat were represented the people that brought the korban. So to tell me that the Levim within that kat are the ones that sang, it's nishtahin and nishtahir. That doesn't, so it doesn't help, it's not meduyik in Rashi, and it's not svara either. It doesn't really work, that pshat. What do you mean? We're assuming That's a balabata shakasha. So the pshat is a balabata shakasha to begin with. So balabata shakasha is on a balabata shakasha. Okay. I hear. The Levim in that kat didn't finish. The question is, when Rashi says the word kat, maybe the pshat is that maybe he doesn't mean the Jew, the Israelim in that group. He means the Levim in that group said the halal. While the avodah was, it doesn't change the structure. Just the question, who was singing the halal? Was it the Levim that was singing the halal? Or was it the Israelim that was singing the halal? The problem is, the Tosefta says it was the Levim that was singing the halal. And Rashi says, seems to say it was the Jews that were saying the halal. And this middle way to go is to say Rashi means the Levim in that group. And I'm saying that it doesn't fit in the Lashon of Rashi. And it doesn't really help us in Svara because if it would be a job of the Levim, it shouldn't be the Levim in that group. It should be the Levim that are on duty. Which the Levim that are on call right now, the Mesherim and the Mesherim, those Levim that are on duty now, they should be the ones to do it. I mean, the Chinuch says in the Sefer Mitzvahs that if a Levi who's not on call, let's say I'm a gator, I'm from the ones that open the gates, and I go and do avodah for somebody else that I'm not supposed to be doing now, says Yechayev Misa, Al Zorah Korav Yumas, which means that this the Chinuch says on his own. There's no raya from any Gemara. He says Venira Li, that if you would do it, what does he mean? He means because you're not authorized. You're like a Yisrael. All for this specific avodah, so your levi hat is removed. It's like a kohen who eats from the meat of a chatas before zrikas dam. Doiver the lava of a kol zor lo yechal kodesh. I is a kohen because the word zor doesn't mean Yisrael. The word zor means you don't belong here. You're a stranger. So zor doesn't isolate a Yisrael. A lemoshel Yisrael lagabi eating shlomim is not a zor. He's part of the family. He belongs here. So the word zor means you're on the outside. You don't belong here. So the chinuch is saying a logical thing. If you have a levi that's jumping into an avoda he doesn't belong to, he's a zor lagabi that. So what I'm basically trying to tell you is that this kvetch in Rashi doesn't really help me because levi in that kat that's not on duty now is a zor. That's really what I'm trying to say. I haven't really gained anything. But I've gained that I'm saying a kvetchy pshat, but it's not even answering the guts of the kasha. The guts of the kasha is, if it's a job at a levim, it belongs on the lap of the levim. It doesn't help. Okay. Says the Gemara, u'mayishna bepesach, deloy amrina. Why on Pesach don't we say, kol yom, like we say on Sukkot, kol yom? The Gemara says there's a reason. The Chag chalukim b'korban oseihem. The Pesach ain chalukim b'korban oseihem. It's interesting. The Gemara does not give the reason that the Medrash gives. If you ask any, you know, for their elementary Torah from the Medrash, we say how on Pesach the rest of it. Because Masa Yoyde Toivim Bayam Vatam Oimrim Shira. Because the Mitzrayim died, right? And that's what rang in my ears when I was a Chedi Ingle, right? That's the reason. The Gemara doesn't give that reason. And it's funny, when I first heard the reason, it bothered me. I didn't understand. That would be a reason why Shvi Shal Pesach not to say Halal. Why would the rest of Pesach be isolated from Halal? We say Halal the whole Sukkot. And it bothered me then. And I think I even asked it as a kid, you know, because I didn't understand why that reason would answer it. But this Gemara totally doesn't go with that logic. This Gemara says because Sukkot is Halukim B'Korban Eseyim. Each day is a separate karma. And that triggers the Amir's Halal. And therefore, I'll tell you a tremendous chiddush, which actually, Reb Chaim Brisk had a suffix about this, but the logic is like Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Mavak Shetera that they printed L'Zeich HaNishmas of Shlomo Zalman, they bring down a very interesting shaila. You have a curtain. This is a good bar mitzvah shekel. Somebody has a chalamoyed bar mitzvah on Pesach. You have a kotten becomes a bar mitzvah on Pesach. Yeah. Should he say Gantz Halal? Right? So if we go with this medrashic teretz, that Pesach represents the Mitzrayim died, we don't say Hallel the rest of Pesach, only the first day, then no. Became Bar Mitzvah the second day Pesach, third day Pesach, fourth day Pesach. There's no reason for him to say Hallel, because Masa Yodai Tevim Bayam. But if you learn that Hallel just doesn't have a renewal, since there's no new Karbonah, so you Yotze with the first Hallel that you made. But this kid never said Hallel as a Bar Chiyuva. So he should have to say one Hallel. If a guy, for whatever reason, didn't say Hallel the first day of Pesach. So according to our Gemara, so Rav Chaim is Mesupik. Doesn't want to, you shouldn't make it with a Bracha. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman says you should make it with a Bracha. And I have to say, we paskin like a Gemara, we don't paskin like a Medrash. The Gemara is clearly, the Gemara's reasoning is not a reason why we should not say Hallel on Pesach. It's a reason why there's not a new obligation every day to say Hallel. But there is a singular obligation. So just like somebody who didn't make a Shechiyonu the first day of Pesach would make it during Chol HaMoed. If you didn't make a Shechiyonu, it's a Halach every Yom Tov. If you didn't make a Shechiyonu, you make it again. Whenever you can. So same Halach HaLagabi Hallel. So I would say halachically that a Bar Mitzvah boy should say Hallel again. One Hallel on Pesach. A Bar Mitzvah Bacha became Bar Mitzvah on Pesach. He should say Hallel. With a bracha. One Hallel, he has to be Eitzah. The Gemara is only giving us a reason why we don't do again and again. We don't do redundant Hallels. The Gemara is saying, why Sukkot are the redundant Hallels? It says, Sukkot is redundant Hallels because the redundant the Karbonos are not redundant. So therefore, but Pesach, everything is redundant. The Karbonos, so there's no renewal. The Gemara seems to be saying you need a renewal. But you need one Hallel, it's the Chag. So the Svara is like Rav Shlomo Zalman. That you should say how. Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. But that's already a philosophical question. So if we were to deal with all philosophical questions here, we're in a different. Maybe we'll have another day. We'll have an Ian Shear and a philosophy Shear, but that's a different shaila already. Dr. Resnick wants to know why aren't there multiple Karbonos? Why don't the Karbonos change? Zokti Gemara. So now that you're telling me that it's carbon triggered, Hallel is carbon triggered, ask the Gemara. If that's the case, so Shabbos, Chalukah b'Karbonosel, Lema. So Shabbos, you should say Hallel, has its own Karbonos. The Gemara says, no, lo yikri reshchot, lo yikri moed. It's not called a yom. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh is called Ikri Moed. It is called Rosh Chodeshim Uva Moyadeichem. Lema, we should say. The Gemara says, no, that's not a full Moed. Moed means Osir Basiyas Malacha. Lo Yiskadish or Lo Yikdish Basiyas Malacha Dichsiv Ashir Yielochem Kalel Yiskadish Chag. It has to be Kedush, Isir Malacha. Leila muktish lechag ton shira, v'she'ein muktish lechag ein ton shira. No shira. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim dikri moed. What about Yom Kippur, Shanim Kippur? They have all the milas. It's Yom Tif and it's Iktish Basiyas Malacha. Lema. The Gemara says, you're right. Mishum de Rabavu. To Omer Rabavu, Omer Malachi Ashores, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They can't say. Strange teretz, the Gemara, right? The Gemara seems to say, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, the Rav Yerushalayim, in his Tshuvas, Mishnah Siyavetz, he schwitzes on this. He says, what is this exactly? It sounds like there's a chiyuv to say, but we can say. So put yourself together. I mean, the Gemara says it's scary. Okay, people eat on Rosh Hashanah. They don't say, well, I'm so scared I can't eat. Somehow people get themselves together, they get back together, and they eat. So get yourself together and say Hallel. If there's a Chi of Hallel. The Gemara seems to say there's a Chi of Hallel. But the Gemara is saying, but how could you say Hallel? What? Yeah, I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying it's a pachad, right? It's fearful. I think that's Rashi's lashon in Rosh Hashanah, that it's yimei pachad, and therefore it's not possible. That's Rashi's lashon in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. That it's. Yeah, but that's all I'm saying is this is like the Olam HaMachshava. If the Torah gave us an obligation to say Hallel, right, on Rosh Hashanah, on Moyadechem, and the Torah said you have to say Hallel, and now Rosh Hashanah was never explicitly excluded from that, so now Rosh Hashanah is part of the days that you should have to say Hallel, and now we're coming with a Machshava. And we're saying, you know what? This is Malachi Ashores. What's Malachi Ashores? Himmel Torah. It's like La B'Shamayim. You tell me Himmel Torah. You know, we're talking about Halach, and you're telling me Himmel Torah. You know, I mean, this Mamash is a Himmel Torah. You're telling me what the Malachim are telling the Rabbanim Shalom. This, first of all, it's not the Malachim's business. First of all, Malachim, it's not their business. We paskin Halach, not the Malachim. So the Gemara is saying, like, a cute discussion that happens between, it's not a halachic discussion. The real answer to the Malachim is, La Bashamayim, don't worry about it. The Bezen Shalmata will paskin, if we say Hallel or not. But here we have Epis, we got a peek into what's going on in Shamayim. The Malachim, don't get nervous that there's no Hallel, because the books of Chaim and Mesim are open, so what do you expect them to do? We wouldn't expect them to do. They have a chiv to say Hallel. Absolutely, that's why that's a medrash. I don't have a kasha. Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't paskin from a medrash either. Absolutely. Let's say there would be a medrash someplace that would say that you shouldn't say Hallel on Sukkot. Dalud minim are here in front of you. It's meratz al amayim. You're trying to get rain. You're trying to be mishanin for rain. If I saw a medrash like that, right? They printed out now a bote medrash. I found a medrash like that. Would I stop saying Hallel on Sukkot? No. You know why? We don't paskin on medrash. It's not a kasha. The Medrash is giving me a discussion that's going on between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Malachim. Yeah, but these are all svogalach. Hallel is an obligation. We can't use our own cup to say what the Torah said. You have to say Hallel on Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah qualifies to be a day that you say Hallel. Not qualifies. It should be obligatory. So what does this mean? How does it take away the Chiv Hallel? I mean, let me go to an extreme case. A guy's an Oinen on Yom Tov. He's an Oinen. Not Pshat Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav. Mishe Mesoi Mutu Lefanav. It's not books of dead people. It's dead. A guy's an oinen. It's meisoi mutul lefonav, and it's yom tov. The halacha is he says halal. Meisoi mutul lefonav. We say, well, it's yom tov. You shouldn't be noyeg aninus. Whatever it is, you got to put yourself together and say halal. How can I say halal? Meisoi mutul lefonav. Say, get yourself together. Try. Go for therapy. That's when you got to be a therapist. Fine. Whatever you got to do to get the guy, but you got to say halal, right? And if a whole tzibur was oinin him, tell the tzibur put themselves together, right? Unless you'd say ain't I say the rabim is doiche the simcha the yochid, but it's very strange. Okay, this we'll leave this, but I'm going to get back. Polina to get back to it's not this week. We'll get back to it next week. But I'm just saying it's a strange time to override a halach, to override what should be a halach. Says the Gemara, Bochanik. Chanukah has nothing. Chanukah is not Osir B'Malacha. And Chanukah is also not called, it's not Osir B'Malacha, and it doesn't have its own korbanos. So the two qualities that you told me you need to say Hallel is korbanos and Kedusha. And it doesn't have, Chanukah has neither. And still, the Yisrael Oimim Shira Lefona says the Gemara, that's different. Mishum Nisa. That's because of the miracle. That means the Gemara seems to be saying that this is a critical point because this really connects to the people that want to say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut, to people who want to say Hallel on Yom Yerushalayim, people say Hallel B'chlal. The Gemara seems to be saying that there's an out-of-the-box reason that you could say Hallel. See, all the reasons we said till now, it's obvious that any new national holidays, right, that's if you hold it's a holiday, right? I'm assuming that you recognize it as a holiday. There are those that say it's a Yom Tzar, right? I'm saying you recognize it as a holiday, there wouldn't be Hallel, because Hallel needs awesome halacha. Hallel needs korbanos. Doesn't have either. So Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, it wouldn't even be in the cheshbon to say Hallel, based on the reasons that the Gemara gave till now. Right? But now the Gemara comes with a new reason out of the box. The Gemara says, what's with Hanukkah? The Gemara says, that's different. Hanukkah is Mishum Nisa. It's a Nes. The Gemara seems to be saying that a Nes can trigger Hallel, even without being a Yom Tov, even without having korbanos. The Nes alone can create a Chiyuv of Hallel. So those that hold that you should say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut, which again, most of the Gedolei Yisrael, or if not, you know, all of the Poskei Hador held not to say Hallel. I once had a Talmud years ago in Yeshiva, he told me he heard that Rav Kook said Hallel. So I said that Rav Kook was allowed to say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut, because he was by Shemayim when the Nitzachim was. So there's no Shaila. He wasn't alive when Yom Ha'atzmaut, he wasn't alive. So it's very shaykh. But that's not the regular chiyuv halal that we say in halal is lo yameisim yaluka. That's a different kind of halal. That is takamu. But so really, the gedolei Yisrael, which is of course, whenever a shaila like this comes up, I always tell you, when it's a national shaila to Klal Yisrael, you have to look at the gedolei Yisrael. It's not a cholent shaila. You come to your rov with a cholent shaila. The shaila paskening if Klal Yisrael should say halal on a yomtiv, you have to look at the gedolei ador. That's the halacha. So the Gedolei Ador, namely Reb Moshe, in that door, it was not like we were lacking Gedolei Yisrael. The Gedolim in that door, none of them said Hallel. You know, whether it was Reb Moshe, whether it was the Reb Yashiv, whether it was the Rabbanut Rabbonim, Reb Tzal Zolti, he was a Rav Yerushalayim, was a Gadol Olam, didn't say Hallel. Reb Avadi Yosef never said Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut. So really, the very Chovev Etzion, the ones that love Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolim, they didn't say Hallel. Some of them said without a bracha. We say halal without a bracha, you're not running into any kind of halachic shayla. Then it's politics. But to say halal without a bracha is nishkan shayla. It's a psukim etilim. Even though the Gemara says, I raise a macharif or magadav if you say halal every day, some say it's only with a bracha, and it's only... So that's zichan out of shayla. But as far as instituting a halal for Klal Yisrael, my position is, I would never do it on my own for any kind of miracle without getting the das of the Gedolei Yisrael to make such a thing. That's what we said. I told you when they came up with this new way of writing a Sefer Torah. I said, that's something you got to go to the Gedolei Yisrael. You want to change the way you write a Sefer Torah. It's not a Rav's psak for his Kehillah. It's a Klal Yisrael Shaila. So this got to be brought to the Gedolei Yisrael to pass in such a Shaila. So it says here like this. So this is the reason this Gemara seems to imply that a miracle could trigger a Chiyuv Hallel. Mishum Nisa. Says the Gemara, now that you're telling me that if there's a miracle, then you don't need a Yom Tov. You don't need a Yom Tov. And you don't need Korbanos. So Purim also qualifies. Purim, the Ikar Nisa, it has a miracle. So then you don't need Korbanos, and you don't need Isra Asiyas Malach. You say, how? Lema. Omar Yitzchak Lufi Sheinoimim Shira Al Neisha B'chutz Laretz. Nu Chiddush. If there's a Neis outside of Eretz Israel, no Shira said. Says the Gemara, Maskevah of Nachum by Yitzchok. Farei Yitzchias Mitzrayim. The Neisha B'chutz Laretz V'amin and Allah. Now this Gemara is a plea. The Shagas Aryeh in Megillah Daf Yudalit in Turei Evan, he asks, the Gemara here is like jumping from left field. How on has the other qualifications? It's a Mayed, it's also a Malach. We just finished learning that there's a Chiyuv Hallel on a Yom Tov. And we narrowed it. It has to be a Yom Tov, it has to be also B'siyas Malach, it has to be new Korbanos. The only time we got into a problem was Hanukkah. Hanukkah gave us a problem. Because Hanukkah is not a Yom Tov, not also a Malach, no Korbanos, you still say Hallel. So for Hanukkah, we gave a solution. We unveiled a new reason to say how. You don't need Moyadechem. All you need is a Nes. So that pulled us to the other direction to say, well, Purim also.
So on that, the Gemara says, well, Purim is a nes of Chutz Laretz. So Gemara says, what about Pesach? Pesach is the old chiyuv. Pesach qualifies with everything that we said until now. Pesach has its own obligation because it's the younger. Mamish a pliya. The whole Gemara is a pella. The Gemara goes now to a whole new dray. Says the Gemara kidisanya, actually nichnasu l'Eretz Yisrael, huchshu kol haratzos l'mashirah. Till we went into Eretz Yisrael, all the countries qualified to be countries where if a nes occurs, halal is said. Mishenichnasu l'Eretz, then lo yuchshu kol haratzos l'mashirah, then it has to be Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman says, no, kriyosa zui alela. There is a chiv. And actually, with the Megillah, we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta, with the Megillah, you yoytze the halal. Rav Omar, Bishlei Mahosam Halu Avdei Hashem V'lei Avdei Paroi Hocha Halu Avdei Hashem V'lei Avdei Achashverosh. Over there, we're finished. We were no longer slaves to Paroi. Over here, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Now Anan is not Meduyik, because Anan doesn't mean us; it means them. So that's why some changed the girsa. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Ninu, which means they were when the miracle of Purim. They were still, right? They were still submissive to Achashverosh. He was the Melech. So they couldn't say Halal on Purim because at the time they were still Avdei Achashverosh. The problem with that is that once that changed, Chanukah, Chashmonoyim. Chanukah is good because the Chashmonoyim took over power. We were no longer Avodim to the. We technically weren't Avodim anyway to the Greeks, but we weren't Avodim to the Yevonim anymore. Now we had our own kingdom. The Chosur Malchus Li Yisrael, the kingdom went back to Klal Yisrael. And so there we could say how. But on Purim we can't say how. Because what? Because then they were still Avodim. But the Gemara's Lashon is Anan. So I have an approach. I think what the Gemara's bothered with is that, but then eventually we were freed from Achashverosh. So why at that point was there no Halal? In other words, if the miracle itself qualified, it seems to be just like a brisket problem. It's a brisket problem, meaning we have a miracle that qualifies to say halal. The only thing is we can't say it. Because in the saying of halal, it's Avdei Hashem v'loy Avdei Paray. And here, we were still Avdei Achashverosh. Okay. But then once we left Achashverosh, and we had our own kingdom, so now we don't have a problem that we can't say halal, because we are Avdei Hashem. So now there should be a din of halal. I think that's why the Gemara is going through a different approach, which is Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, the Gemara is giving a new reason. And that would be with the girsa that's here, the way we have it, without changing the girsa. What? Right, but that's a different question. If you have a nes, stam a nes, that has nothing to do with you being an eved, so that doesn't qualify to say halal? That's a big chiddush. That the Gemara doesn't say that. That would be coming with a new svara. Maybe in order to say halal, it has to be, it's a number one, a miracle that saved you. And number two, there's another qualification. Qualification number two is it had to be that miracle also freed you. But that's a big chiddush. Because the Pasha teaches, we learn a Kal V'Chomer from Mitzrayim, May Avdus L'Cheiris Oymrim Shira, Mimisa L'Chayim Loi Kol Shekein. Pasha, you learn that the Nevi'im made a Kal V'Chomer. And they said, if you say Halal just for being freed, surely you say Halal if you're being if your life is being saved. Now you're adding a whole new Tanai, which is not said anywhere. Oh, but if you're not in a... But if you're not an Eved anymore, again, I'm asking you a question. If you have a miracle that has nothing to do with you being an Eved, Gans Klal Yisrael in a Sakona with an Eved. Gans Klal Yisrael, Sakona befalls Klal Yisrael. And the Sakona goes away. So Chazal tell us the Nevi'im made a Kal V'Chomer. If you say Halal, Avdus L'Cheres, so Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekin. So I'm just saying that Kal V'Chomer seems to say that it has nothing to do with that. I'll call Nes, I'll call Soros Shalei Tovay, If you get saved, you have to say Hallel. And I'll tell you something more than that. I'll tell you a bigger Kiddush. The first time we ever said Hallel, I mean, except for the Yerushalmi that we said Hallel Mitzrayim, was a Hallel when we were already freed. But the enemy was trying to come back to us. And we said Shiva that they died, and that was by the Yam. Klaus already were freed from the Mitzrayim, but now a new danger occurred. The Mitzrayim came, and they drowned in the Yam. We were already freed from Mitzrayim. But we said Shiva because we were saved. We saved Al Fasayam. So, I mean, it's a big Kiddush. You could say, if you say that, then it's not a kash. If you say that every howl requires that, then it's, then. Well, Poshet the Gemara is saying there's two kinds of miracles that could occur to a person. One is avdus, freedom from bondage. And one is your life is saved. Poshet the Kal v'chomer is, if over a miracle of freedom from bondage you say praise, so freedom from death, you surely say praise. What you're saying is, you need both. What you're saying is, you need freedom from bondage, and you need a miracle. When an Evan got freed,
when Evan is saved, his life is saved. Who gains? The other guy. He didn't lose his property.
What do you mean? And the Evan didn't gain anything?
That's not the Evan's business.
So that you're saying the other. So you're saying the other is a loyched zogen howl. You're saying the other should also say howl. You're saying Achashverosh should say howl. Why is Achashverosh's howl to you with our howl? We're saying howl me mi selachayim. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara of Nachman Doma Kriyosas Vialela. I Hotanya Mishanichnasu Loretz Loyukshiru Kolagotzes Loy Mashira. I there's no Shira. The Gemara says Kivan Shegolu Chozru LeHeteran Arishin. Once they went into Golos, now the original heter came back, which is also unclear. Why would the original heter go back when they went into Golos? The simple explanation is there's a Gemara in Horius, and I had a raya from the Minchas Chinuch that that's the way he understood these sugyas all over Shas. The Gemara in Horius says that in order to bring a korban par halam dovah shel tzibah, that's where Roiv Klaus will do a chet b'shogeg based on the psak of the Bezdin. So in order to bring that korban, it has to be Roiv Yisroel did the chet. Most of Klai Yisroel did the avera. So the Gemara says in Horius, we measure Klai Yisroel by the Yoshvei Eretz Yisroel. So in other words, let's say Klai Yisroel have, let's say there's 2 million Jews, but there's 600,000 living in Eretz Yisroel. So if Roiv of the 600,000 that are living in Eretz Yisroel did the chet, that would be called Roiv Yisroel. Even though there's other Yidden living outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Even if the majority are outside of Eretz Yisrael. When Ezra came up in the Bayis Hasheni, most Klal Yisrael didn't come up with him. Most of Klal Yisrael stayed out. So, but the Gemara says in Ohiri is that we go after Roiv Ohiroya, we go after Roiv Yeshve Eretz Yisrael. So there's a fascinating Minchas Chinuch on that Gemara. Minchas Chinuch says, that just like you find for a minion, you have to be in a room. So if you have 100 Jews, but they're not unified by the room, so it's no minion. Right? So you can't make a neighborhood minion. And why does everybody have to schlep sich to shul? Make up 8 o'clock shachris. Everybody get up in your living room and say shachris. Well, daven betzibul. You have all the people davening. Like the Gemara says, there's a concept called yechavan tfilosei b'shosh ha'atzibul misbalin. So make 8 o'clock shachris. Will be gewaldic. 8 o'clock, shachris, wherever you are. Better than the bus. What? Yeah, everybody shachris. The Teretz says that in order to create a minyan, you need siruf. You need that the 10 people are unified. And if they're not unified, it's like yechidim. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Eretz Yisrael is the glue of Am Yisrael, as an Am. So when people leave Eretz Yisrael, they're yechidim. They're individuals. So when a nes occurs outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no glue. So it's like a nace happened to individuals. So it's not like a nes happened to the tzibur. That's what we're lacking. And the mele, if that's the case, it would make sense what the Gemara is saying. By medvar mamurim, that outside of Eretz Yisrael there's no glue, if you don't belong there. But misha golu, if Hashem put you there, that's where you belong for now. So it comes out that you're not misplaced. In other words, if you're misplaced, you don't have the unification, because you're not where you belong. So you're a yochid. You're isolated. But if that's where you belong, you're not in isolation. That would be the pshat in this Gemara, that once they were goyle, so then the how we decide what's called a miracle that qualifies changes. So we have a lot of issues here to clarify, which I think that it's not going to, we're not going to be able to make it now, for sure not. So I think we're going to need at least one more week to come to conclusion. But basically, we have several horas here. Just want to end off what's bothering us here in the sugya. Number one, we're trying to understand the chi of halal on asiyas haPesach. Is the chi of halal by asiyas haPesach, is that something that's a klal yisrael's obligation, or is that a korban obligation? It seems to be left hanging. Rashi seems to tell us it's a klal yisrael obligation. The Tosefta seems to say it's a korban obligation that really is on the Levium. And we didn't really have a good mahalach to connect it, to make it work in Rashi. The other problem we have here is that why is the Gemara bothered with Pesach at all? The Gemara seems to say that the halal of Pesach is only kosher because since it was before we came to Eretz Yisrael, so it qualifies. Our question was, what do you mean? L'chaira, halal on Pesach, halal Yom Tov. And that I would like you all to look up the Shagas Aryeh in the Turei Yevon in Megillah on Daf Yudalit to see what he says over there on this Gemara. There's a duplicate Gemara in Megillah Yudalit. So over there he asked this question, what is the Gemara asking from Pesach? Pesach is a Yom Tov. So it should. Another question that's bothering us here is why is the Avdei Achashverosh Shalan, what kind of a Chisorin is that? Who cares that we're Avdei Achashverosh? If the Kal Vachomer is that may Avdus L'Cheris, you say Shira, so surely you should say Shira may Misa L'Chaim, so who cares that you're still an Eved? So the only logical pshat we have is that there's a Matbeya issue. It's not a Nes issue, unless we say that idea that the Nes requires Cheris. It's more of a Matbeya issue. You can't say halal like Eich no shira shira Hashem al admas nechor. You can't say the shir if you're in avdus. But it's not because the miracle doesn't qualify. It's because you're not in an environment that you could say halal. If that's the case, so then as soon as they were out of Achashverosh's grasp, they should be able to say halal. Unless we tag on this new idea that an ace is not enough, which is not the way the Kal Vachomer reads. The Kal Vachomer reads it should be enough. And lastly, we're going to try to come to some clarity as far as why Chanukah doesn't need Yom Tov or anything, it's just Mishum Nisa. If that's the case, why, Taka, don't we say that any Nes that happens to Klal Yisrael, if you don't need Moed, and you don't need Karbonas, so why, Taka, don't we say that any Nes that happens to Klal Yisrael, like Yom Ha'atzmaut, right? Again, going with the Tzad that I believe anyway, it was a happy day, right? That happened to Klai. So again, if you don't hold that way, it's a whole different issue. But so then, why wouldn't you say halal? Yom Yerushalayim. Why wouldn't you say halal? And this happened to Klai Yisrael. So again, I would like you to look up, in addition to what we had this week, the Shagas Aryeh in Megillah Turei Yevon, and I would also like you to look up the Sugya in Tainus on Chof Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara there talks about the Indian of saying halal on Chanukah. So it's the top of Chof Ches Amud Beis and the Tosfos that you'll see the Tosfos that talks about Chanukah. It's the Tosfos that's on that Gemara. And also, there's we'll just post it because it's in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, but we'll post the exact Tosfos.